Hello, everyone. Welcome to Confession of Faith 2021. It is week 44. Today is Article 16 of the Baptist Faith and Message, Peace and War. I'll pray. We'll get right into it. Lord Heavenly Father, we do pray for peace in our own hearts, in our own homes, relationships, in our nation and world. Only by the power of your Spirit and your providence can this happen. It's in Jesus we ask. Amen. All right, here we go. Article 16, Peace and War, Baptist Faith and Message. It is the duty of Christians to seek peace with all men on principles of righteousness. In accordance with the spirit and teachings of Christ, they should do all in their power to put an end to war. It's one of the more concise expressions that you'll find in this statement of faith, the Baptist Faith and Message. It's a really good paragraph. It is our duty to strive after peace, to pray for peace, to support peace. We should do everything that's within our power. Principles of righteousness, right? God's character, holiness, right? That's our foundation. All right. The true remedy for war, for the war spirit, is the gospel of our Lord. There you go. The good news of Christ. The message of the Prince of Peace is the true remedy for a warmongering spirit or a divisive spirit, an angry spirit, a violent spirit. You know, immediately after the fall into sin in Genesis 3, you see the two major expressions of man's sinfulness, sexual immorality, and violence, right? Now, both of those are expressions of a corrupt heart, and it spreads like a virus over the world. And so thank God that he doesn't leave us to our own devices, but he intervenes in history and changes our hearts and shows us the way to peace and purity. Anyway, I'll start that paragraph again and try to be disciplined and read straight through it. The true remedy for the war spirit is the gospel of our Lord. The supreme need of the world is the acceptance of his teachings in all the affairs of men and nations, and the practical application of his law of love. Christian people throughout the world should pray for the reign of the Prince of Peace. So here you see, you know, the way we fight: prayer and gospel. All right, prayer, calling upon God, and gospel, the word. So the spirit, trusting in the spirit, crying out to God, setting a good example, ourselves seeking peace in our own lives and relationships. And we should be a model to the world around us of what it means to apply, I love this phrase, the practical application of his law of love. It just means that loving others is a concrete reality. It's not abstract philosophy. This isn't just a theory. This is the practical outworking of our faith through love. Faith expressed through love. So there you go. Peace. Christians are peacemakers, not warmongers. And we should model that in our spirit. We should embody that spirit in our lives. Father, we thank you for Christ and for the blood of his cross that brings us to peace with you, peace within ourselves, and no longer being slaves to sin, no longer being oblivious to our guilt before you, a peace in our relationships, in our homes, in the church, with each other, and with others who are different than us, but we can be unified with because of the Holy Spirit. Father, we pray for peace in our towns, states, nation, and world, a work through the gospel that would shock us and calls us to worship you in new and fresher and greater ways. It's in Christ we pray. Amen. All right, thanks for joining me, and I will see you, Lord willing, this Sunday for Catechism. It will be the 45th Lord's Day. God bless you.